With that said, we have exciting things going on. It's announcement Sunday for the United Methodist Church, which means if you see a lot of U-Hauls moving around, it's Methodist preachers getting ready to move. And we're going to have a move this year, and Phil is going to make announcement Sunday information. Phil?
Well, I was going to mention about what announcement Sunday was, because we think it's just where you announce new appointments. Well, it is, but a new appointment takes place in every church every year, because
yep.
appointments only last for a year. At the beginning of the year is what they call the discernment time. The conference, bishops and district superintendents and all look at information about the churches that have sent in the annual reports and about the ministers that they have, and then you try and decide which minister would has the best talents or skills to go to which churches needs them. So they get all the pairings set up between pastors and churches, and then sometime, like now, on announcement Sunday, well actually before that, they tell the SAC parish groups in all the churches who's going to be coming, and then they have an announcement Sunday like this one where they mention who's going to be there, and it might be the same on which it has been for the past 9 years here, fortunately. And sometimes it's new, and this year of course it's new, and the person that they've assigned to us is her name is Ellen Rose Fox in Wasatch there. And she's a licensed local pastor for serving in the Tampa Bay area. She certified as a lay server in 2023 and then hired as an administrative assistant at the United Methodist Church in St. Pete. Most recently, she's been serving alongside a clergy couple as part of the Four Point Cooperative Parish. And she's a widow. You'll be living in the parsonage with her dog, Ted. So all of that was what was given to us, well, for the first 3 years, what they gave to us. And then I've been in communication with her. That's when I found out that she's going to be here with Teddy and a few other things. So I've written down a couple of things. She remembers her former pastor calling her an evangelist. And she says, at first, I rebelled at this label, thinking that it's something reserved for saints. But I came to understand that the role of evangelism is one that we as Christians are all called to do. I hear that call. I spread the good news and do so with love and passion. She also said that she loves teaching. She's extremely happy to lead groups and others to Christ through them. She feels she excels in pastoral care and is passionate about worship. And her desire is to bring the spirit of others to worship while bringing praise from the worship. And she'll be coming to visit sometime in May here, determined to spread.
That's good.
That's about all.
Thank you, Phil.